I got an idea for Steve Bozell.
And Dr. Rod Tarter, we're going to do a show together. That's it.
I got an early morning session tomorrow, for those of you doing the pre-show. I know I say, if you don't subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show, you don't get inside information like Phil gives on his pre-show. Tomorrow, I have a record session for an episode of Rick and Morty. Very small part, but tomorrow I have a record session for that. Now, you get to know that because you are a you're a subscriber.
Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. Hello, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. How do you do? Chef Cedilia here. Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. It's great to be with you. And I'm sitting in a bathtub. Is there a problem with that?
No, there's no problem, Chef.
Okay. And, you know, I'd rather be called me Chef. You can call me Mr. Cedilia, or you can call me just the Chid. You can call me...
It's all right if I call you Chode.
No, it is not all right if you call me Chode. No.
Help me.
Okay, so you got some inside fucking information there that the non-subscribers don't get. I ain't going to post that anywhere. I have that, and I'll give you one other piece of insight. Well, I can't because it hasn't really been. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, he's here.
Okay. So anyway, welcome to God, I gotta take a leak. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm not wearing pants.
Yes, I am. I was explaining my love of Frank Zappa to Jackie, and I love Frank Zappa. And if you don't know who Frank Zappa is, it's okay. Check out his music. He was something that popular music doesn't have anymore. Not that I can see, but you know what? It may be that there's just more than one. But Frank Zappa was this parallel rail of satire that ran alongside rock and roll. He satirized rock and roll. He was every bit the rock and roller, and he was every bit a damn good guitar player. I interviewed him in Miami, in which he said notably that he didn't think Jimi Hendrix was all that good of a guitar player. And I was like, okay. He says, I don't hunch it on stage. Is that what you mean? So I remember him saying to me, I don't get out there and basically fuck my guitar on stage if that's what makes me a great guitar player. But I didn't argue with him. He says he thought he was every bit as good a guitar player as Hendrix. And I may be misremembering that part, but I know he did not have a great deal of respect for Hendrix. And he was just fun to interview. He put Miami down. He's like, what are you people doing? I was in Miami at the time at WSHE. He said, what are you people doing in this town for laughs? I said, well, where do you have fun? He goes, I've been known to have a good time sometimes in New York. He liked New York City. He was from L.A. Thought Miami was just thought, you know, New York. And I can't disagree with him there. It's a hard time. It's hard not to have a good time in New York. All right. What are you doing? Bitch. Look at that. See, it just yanked my whole, you know, configuration, man.
Hey, fellas, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Hello, this is Dr. Rod Tarter, and with me is Steve Bozell, And this is the Dr. Tarter and Steve Bozell cavalcade of information.
Thank you. And
wait, you're not the, see, who goes first?
Now, where is this fucking thing that Jackie sent me? And do I print it off? I don't know, man. Hold on.
Adios, my little darling. Harder than your husband. Harder than your... Much, much, much harder than you.
Where is it? She just sent it to me. She sent me this fucking thing this morning, man. Where the fuck is it? Hey, Jackie. Well, that's pretty funny, man, because she just... Olivia, Me and Robert. I didn't fucking put it in the trash again, did I? I sure as fucking did. You are stupid, Henry. You know that? Dumb, goddammit. Why'd I trash it again? Inbox, bitch. That's where I want it to go. Okay, there we are, Jackie. Hard-eyed robots. Now, how do I... Harder than your husband. Much, much, much harder than your... Robot. Here's the full story, the robot story. Pink robots with hearts. Heart eyes join Miami's autonomous testing ground. Miami TikTok star chef now selling pink sauce at Walmart. Well, that's, isn't that great? Isn't that great? No, it's not. Ow. Ouch. So it won't go into a note. Oh, it did go into a note. That's a fucking cool, groovy fucking deal, bro. I can print off my fucking note, bitch. Well, we'll see if it worked. Close note. Close note, delete note. All right, pink robots with heart eyes join Miami's.
And I want to talk about this again.
Now, this is your, are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid of robots, no.
Because my understanding was that...
You're a doctor, and you're a doctor of...
I'm an astrophysicist, all right? So there's a difference.
But do you not know about the robot?
About the robot, or...
In the overall robot is what I mean.
Okay, this is a groovy thing, man.
The robots are operated through a mixture of autonomous functionality and remote control.
This is Tom Dovka. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rod Tarter.
Is Phil Henry there?
No, Mr. Dovka. This is Steve Mozell.
I'm looking for Phil Henry.
No, he's not here.
I'm taking a tub and I'm listening to... I don't understand. There's many things I'm not understanding here, and one of them is I want to understand Dave.
Hey, what happened?
Why is this not printing, you motherfucking piece of shit? Why is it only... Oh, you fucking piece of shit, man. Why is it only printing one page? I want the whole thing printed, motherfucker. One copy from one... Oh, I want two. Yeah, man, all pages. I gotta get printer ink for this motherfucker. Harder than your husband. I think I had the wrong setting on the printer. Okay, here's page one. Why are you not page? What? Do I have to hit it twice? Is that what you're telling me? I don't get it, man. I really fucking don't.
Oh, okay. So here's...
Oh, you know what it's doing? It's printing on both fucking sides, motherfucker. I don't want you to print on both sides, you piece of shit. Who set that fucking thing to be like that? Don't do two-sided printing, cunt. I've printed about 19 copies of this now. There it is. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, Mr. Printer. You did a good job, man. Okay. I was being angry at my printer. See, I'm anthropomorphizing now the printer, everything, just because I read this story about robots. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let me see here. Let's go over to get some talk show music. No, I don't want my website, motherfucker. No, I don't want my website. I want YouTube and I want talk show music. glasses. I don't suppose we bought our glasses. We never bring the glasses. This is one of the mysteries of my life. Why I never bring my glasses. Oh, yes, I did. All right, here we go, man.
Bolt's one-click checkout makes it easy for your customers to check out again and again.
Rod, this is Dr. Rod Tarter.
And I'm Steve Mozell.
It's the Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve Mozell experience.
No, it's the Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve...
It's Dr. Rod Tarter. It's inside Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve Mozell.
Thank you, and just by way of explanation, we don't mean inside, like you're looking up our rectum with a tube.
Okay.
That I wasn't supposed to say that.
That's a line that we're still testing out.
I know we are, but. That you're not looking up our rectum with a tube.
What the fuck? I got a goddamn recording session tomorrow at 10 o'clock. That means I got to be on the road at 8, which means I got to be up at 7, okay? Right now in California, it is 7:50. That's 12 hours from now. I need to 11 hours from now. I need to be up and awake. When I hit the sack, when my head hits the pillow, no later than 11. And who falls right asleep? Nobody. So I should be asleep no later than 10, hopefully to get 8 hours of sleep. Will I do that? I've got 2 hours and 20 minutes. So it's going to be a close one.